I think on this resolution we can't not deal with the change of government on Saturday. I mean, we're in the healthcare sector, we're highly government dependent. Our chairman worked directly for the former Prime Minister, presuming had a good relationship with the former Prime Minister. And now it's a whole new ball game. And so I'm just wondering what that means, firstly, in a policy sense, what are the implications for us having a change of government? And then on the whole question of relationships and whether how well equipped Paul is to continue chairing Symbion under a different government with a different philosophy and different relationships. And further to that, I'm interested in whether it's tenable to continue being the chairman of Medibank Private. And I only sort of heard about this a couple of weeks ago, and how it works being a chairman of a major health provider and also chairman of the government-owned health insurer. I mean, we do revenues of $3.8 billion. I'm presuming a reasonable chunk of that is coming from Medibank Private. So how do you manage that, having the two gigs in the health sector? And I think some of us were in this room last Friday when the PBL did their demerger, and they had similar tax problems and delays, and they seemed to be able to flex their muscles and get over the line with their deal in, you know, some last minute negotiations with Mr. Dutton. Everyone talks about the Packer family's, you know, famous influence over government. We had a similar issue and we fell short, and we had John Howard's former cabinet secretary as our chairman, and wasn't able to, you know, we were told it was going to happen and then we fell short. So I just think, you know, it's a little bit disappointing that was the result. And I think Paul should talk, maybe you as the next most senior director, Ian, should talk a little bit about the changed environment following what happened on Saturday.
Thanks for the question. And of course, the content of that question is somewhat speculative, because it's only been after election that no one knows how public companies, business sector generally, is going to work with the government. But of course, everybody on the business side, and I'm sure on the government side, has got the Australian economy and the development of this country and the development of the corporations and businesses in this country as its prime objective. So I think as a principle, I would expect the relationships in this government are going to be like they have been with every government in my experience, that you work with them on the merit of the issues of the day. I don't think personalities of a chairman or a chief executive and a politician have figured strongly in my experience. I know for a fact that Paul has earned the respect of both sides of politics, but quite frankly, I don't think that that is going to get in the way of the substantive issues that we will be discussing with governments. As I say, I believe they will be handled on their merits. And furthermore, we need to realise that it's actually rare for the chairman of a company to negotiate the matters that are the business of the company. That is much more naturally the domain of the chief executive working with the cabinet minister of the relevant portfolios. And in that regard, our CEO, Robert Cook, has had a strong relationship with both sides of politics and has had quite a lot of interaction over the past 12 months with people who are interested in the shape and the thrust of health services in Australia. As for Medibank Private, I have seen absolutely no example of a conflict of interest between Paul's roles. And if such a conflict was to emerge, and it is hypothetical, then it would be handled the way conflicts are handled in boards generally around Australia. That is, the board member would stand aside for that particular issue. So, quite frankly, I think Paul's other interests should not have any impact on the vote that is cast today for his re-election as a director, because this vote is about his commitment to shareholder value at Sydney.
think it's a really important question, because I think quite the opposite. In the last 6 months, the advisors in this room have organised one-on-ones with Kevin Rudd, Nicola Roxon a couple of times, met with Julia Gillard several times, several of those ethnics attended a Labor Party function, and Liberal Party contact with the then Health Minister and all the Shadow Ministers. So we've been very, very active at the General Manager and Executive level, engaging with both sides of politics. The board gets a report back on those meetings, is aware of the policy decisions, but the interaction has been really supportive. And Paul's his own man, so am I. We get on well, but we've been back on some things. And I've never felt anything but support for him in Symbion, engaging with all sides of politics, because eventually we do have to deal with all sides of politics.
Thanks, Robert.
And Medibank, so I should just put to bed, of our revenue, and I'm probably an end of what I would think would be $3 billion, lucky to be $3 or $5 million worth of Medibank private revenue. The only stream that comes through is diagnostics and a little bit of pathology. We don't even have an agreement with Medibank in pathology, which is a real issue. I wish the chairman of Medibank take notice of it.
Thanks, Robert.